This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump has declared a national emergency, bypassing Congress to build a wall along the southern U.S. border and setting up a legal challenge that helped determine the limits of U.S. presidential power. AP's Sagar Magani has details.
Standing in the Rose Garden, the president said illegal immigration is an invasion of the country, and he's invoking executive powers to fight it. It comes after a rare bipartisan move by Congress to approve a compromise border security package that has little of the money the president's demanded for a border wall. He wants to move billions of dollars from other federal accounts to pay for it.
It's a great thing to do.
But one he knows will face legal challenges and bipartisan criticism for skirting Congress. The Capitol's top two Democrats say they will use every remedy available to protect Congress's constitutional power of the purse. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And the president also signed a spending bill that will keep the government open until September. More than 200 tons of U.S. humanitarian aid intended for Venezuela is scheduled to begin arriving just across the border in Colombia Saturday, delivered by U.S. military cargo planes. The aid will be delivered to Colombia, where other food and medical supplies are already being held. It comes at the request of Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido to ease shortages of food and other essentials in economically troubled Venezuela. Embattled Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has said the aid is part of Washington's political maneuvering to get him out of office, and he's blocked a bridge needed to move the supplies into Venezuela. Nigeria's presidential elections, originally scheduled for Saturday, have been postponed by a week. News agencies quote Independent National Electoral Commission Chairman Mahmoud Yakubu as saying that the proceeding with the election as scheduled is no longer feasible. The decision came after a lengthy meeting by the INEC Friday night.